had a Liverpudlian and a Scotsman with us to start with, and then they went somewhere else. I think they went down to Seaford, which was their main headquarters, and we then had a dispatch rider billeted with us. It turned out that Jimmy had been a fireman on the Royal Scot train, and he was, if he stood in the door, the light went out. You know, he was this wide, this tall. He was 16 and a half stone, and nobody ever argued with him, as you can imagine.
And so you got on well with him?
Yes, yes. Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but I know on one occasion Jimmy said, where's the best fishing about here? So I said, down in the river, I suppose, the local river. Oh, can you show us the best spot? And I said, well, yes, I expect so. So I'm put on the back of the motorbike, Jimmy's mate's in the sidecar, and off we go down, park the motorbike further back, down to the river. And I said, well, no, what's it all about? And I said, well, will you tell us where the deepest piece is? Meaning, of course, the bigger fish were down in the deeper part. Next thing I know, you've seen the pictures of the destroyers throwing depth charges over the stern of the boat. The same thing happened. They got this, not a hand grenade, but it was gun cotton, and they lit it and threw it in the river. The object of the exercise was to stun the fish, you see, which is exactly what happened. But being inquisitive, I was trying to see what was going on, and I got my head pushed down into the mud. Woof, and up went half the river, you see, up into the air. Up comes this beautiful pike. Well, it was, in the end, we realised it was about 7 pounds in weight. It was a beautiful thing. But we couldn't get at it. Out in the middle, it was stunned and obviously lying on its back. So we had to wait until it went down further down round the river. And I'm put out on this bow, shall we say, with a big stick. The other commando is hanging on to my feet, lying along the bow. And Jimmy's on the back as the anchor man at 16 and a half stone, you see. And every time I go with the stick to get this fish, to get it in, my nose is going into the water. So I'm coming up spitting and spluttering, you see. Anyway, eventually we got this fish, got it in, put a bit of string round its gills, walked back up to where the motorbike was. Unfortunately, between the motorbike and ourselves was the gamekeeper's cottage. And there stands the gamekeeper with his dog and this 12-bore gun, which was broken, shall we say. In other words, it wasn't going to fire. And I said to these two commandos, I said, this is the gamekeeper. Oh, that's no problem. The next thing I know, they got one under one elbow, one under the other, and they lift me off the ground. And I'm walking in fresh air, you see. It must have looked really funny. So the gamekeeper stood his ground and said, where did the boy get that? And Jimmy said to him, well, it was a case that he saw it basking in the shallows down there and hit it with a stick. I mean, the gamekeeper must have known, because, I mean, half the river had been about 50 feet in the air. He must have known something was going on. And they just brushed past this chap. I mean, he couldn't do anything to burly commandos. I mean, if he just started anything, he'd have been flat on his back. Anyway, I get about 100 yards past this encounter, and I said, well, you can put me down now. What do you mean? I said, well, look, my feet are not on the ground. And they didn't realise that they lifted me clear off the ground, and I was just walking in fresh air. So funny. The sequel to that was, of course, we took the fish home and cut it in half, and Vic took half to where he was billeted, and we had the other half. And about 3 weeks later, my father said to me, have you been fishing down the river? And I said, well, yes. Why? No, he said, not with a rod and line. And I thought, oh dear, somebody's told him, you see. So I said, well, yes. I said, but you ate the fish as well as the rest of us. Just, yes, I thought as much. He said, I've been having words with the gamekeeper. But it was a general laugh between them. The gamekeeper apparently said, well, what could I do against two commandos? He said, I'd have been over the hedge. And, of course, it was for food. That's what it was for. We were on rations. But I know we laughed about it a long time after that.